Resistance. The alarm clock goes off. It's time to get out of bed. This is your first decision of the day. Will you get out of bed or hit the snooze button? You press the snooze button and roll over. What just happened? No big deal, right? Wrong. You just lost the first battle of the day. Resistance just kicked your butt. Resistance has broken your will before you have even gotten out of bed. You will most likely be its slave for the rest of the day. I've been battling resistance my whole life. As we get a little further into the book, I think you will discover that you have been too. What is resistance? It's that sluggish feeling of not wanting to do something that you know is good for you. It's the inclination to do something that you unabashedly know is not good for you. And it's everything in between. It's the desire and tendency to delay something you should be doing right now. Do you ever feel like you are on your own worst enemy? Have you ever thought you could accomplish great things if only you weren't so busy with so many little things? Do you struggle to make decisions with confidence? Are you tired of setting goals and not accomplishing them? Do you procrastinate? Are you afraid to say what you really think and feel? Then this book is for you. If you have ever tried to accomplish anything worthwhile, then you've been face to face with resistance. You may not have called it by that name in the past, but I suspect you will in the future. It helps to call it by its name. In every moment of every day, resistance is there, waiting to pounce. The hardest war to win is one you don't even realize you are fighting. And the hardest enemy to defeat is one you don't even know exists. Every day, you are at war with resistance. Make no mistake, resistance is your enemy. It will not quietly go away and leave you alone. You have to slay it like a dragon, and you have to slay it anew every day. How does resistance manifest? It wears 1,000 masks, many of which are so effective we don't even recognize resistance is behind them. Laziness, procrastination, fear, doubt, instant gratification, self-loathing, indecision, escapism, pride, self-deception, friction, tension, and self-sabotage are just some of the many ways resistance manifests its ugly self in our lives and causes us to settle for so much less than God has imagined for us. You cannot be the best version of yourself unless you wake up every morning ready to slay resistance. It stands between you and the person God created you to be. Resistance stands between you and happiness. You have to break through resistance in order to accomplish even the smallest task. I catch myself in a battle with resistance several times a day. Here's a simple example. I sit down to write, but instead I start checking my email, or thinking about what snacks will be required to write something great. This is resistance at work. Sure, I'm an accomplished author and have written 20 books and have sold millions of copies, but just like every college student who sits down to write a paper, I will have to slay resistance in order to get started. The thing about resistance is that it's so simple, so ordinary, and so paralyzing if we are not mindful of it. This is why most people who start writing a book never finish it. We all know people who are writing a book. I get requests from people all the time to help them get a book they are writing published. They are very keen to speak about publishing processes right now. I always say to them, focus first on writing your book. When your manuscript is finished and ready for a professional editor to look at, send me a copy. And then we can talk about publishing options. More than 95% of them, I never hear from again. Resistance gets the better of them. Imagine all the books that are unwritten because of resistance. I wonder if Mozart or Beethoven had an unwritten symphony, or if Picasso or Monet died with their greatest work inside of them because of resistance. I wonder how many diseases have not been cured because of resistance, between the scientist and the cure. I wonder how many things have never gotten invented because inventors succumbed to the resistance. How many men and women didn't become saints because resistance? Resistance is the slayer of dreams. Looking back on today, where did you encounter resistance? It was there, wasn't it? In fact, if you really sit down and analyze your day, you would discover that many times throughout the day you were in a tussle with resistance. We all battle resistance daily. Popes and presidents, queens, kings, and the working class. The CEO and the janitor, the rich and the poor, the educated and the uneducated, the young and the old. Nobody gets to escape the battle with resistance. The first goal of this book is simply to give resistance a name. Once you name it, you see it differently. Things that we cannot name tend to build in mystery and become dangerous. Simply naming, defining, and learning to recognize resistance in the moments of your days causes it to lose most of its power over us. It's no longer a mystery because we have named it. When aspiring authors contact me for advice, I always ask them a series of questions about their books. One of these questions is, what is the purpose of your book? They usually look at me and wonder what on earth I am talking about. But to me, every book makes a promise. A great book delivers on that promise, and an average book does not. Learning to overcome resistance is one of life's essential lessons, and the promise of this book. The first lesson is that you never defeat resistance once and for all. It is a daily battle. Key point. Resistance stands between you and happiness. Action step. Write down every time you encounter resistance for a week.